T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know what it's time for.
It's time for our DC dialogue.
You're really good at coming up with these titles.
With David Lightman from McClatchy.
Hey, DC, what was the name of our new feature here?
DC Dialogue?
DC Dialogue with David Lightman.
Oh, well.
Let's get it sponsored.
Trademark that, yeah.
By Pepto-Bismol.
There you go. Now, I just do this so I can hear your weather forecast and feel good that we're only getting a little bit of ice.
God. Yeah, but DC, man, you know, are they prepared down there for...
Oh, no, we've been paralyzed since Wednesday night.
It's a southern city, you know.
In fact, I teach this class at the University of Maryland remotely, and they called off the remote class yesterday.
Why?
They said they were afraid of power outages.
Hey. Right. Welcome to America.
You know, it ain't New England.
You want to talk about... Yeah, but we're getting wimpy up here, too. You want to talk about Ted Cruz for a minute?
Oh, Lord.
Want to go to Cancun? Come on. Nobody will notice.
Yeah, he was going to work through the weekend, according to... I can't remember who it was.
What, down there?
Yeah, well, the story changed several times.
Of course.
First, he was being a good father to his daughters who wanted a trip. And then he was going to just go there and back, although it turned out he had reservations for the weekend. And then one of the talk shows last night on Fox said the guy was saying, well, he planned to go down there as a working vacation. Yeah.
Oh, please.
Well, of course, we're all connected, and he's wired.
I mean, of course,
he would be doing some work. But I find it strange that, you know, his wife, who is incredibly capable of senior up at Goldman Sachs, can't take the two kids on her own. You know, I mean, there's a lot of flaws in the text messages are now out. You know, what I want to ask you, David, though, like I was saying earlier with Ray, that there was a time when sort of Ted Cruz was not liked by either party, right? Where is just the perception of him? Forget about the story for a second or bring it into the fold. Is that still the case in D.C.?
You know, that's a good question. I think personally people are not crazy about him in either party, but it's this, how can I put this, circling the wagons mentality on both sides, Democrats and Republicans,
right,
that as long as you're one of ours, you saw that in the Marjorie Taylor Greene vote.
Right.
You know, everybody's sort of huddling in their corner, you know, and yes, there have been some divisions you see now with Trump and McConnell and so forth, but, you know, Trump's one of ours, so we'll defend him.
You know, the one thing is, he apparently is a really good lawyer, and Lawrence Tribe, I think it is, who would be no friend of somebody who's a Republican, said he's probably one of the smartest students I ever had. So he does have some brain power, but apparently over the past 48 hours, he hasn't used it.
No, this guy is sharp. I mean, and I'll tell you, to his credit, you stop him in the hall and ask him, and he has time, he'll give you a substantive answer. He's good at that. He's a smart guy, but the personal stuff, he's never been...
He's not a charmer.
Not at all. You know, when he ran for president, I mean, remember, people just couldn't stand the guy, and they loved his... They liked his philosophy. They liked the way he articulated it. He was very good at providing substantive answers. He really knows his stuff. But one-on-one, this is no Joe Biden, for example, or George Bush, who had that personal touch.
Well, Bill Clinton, for that matter.
Yeah, Bill Clinton. I mean, go down the list. Ronald Reagan.
A couple of other things we got to get into. Let's talk for a minute about that, which you just mentioned in passing, the Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell thing. They were never close, were they ever?
No, not personally. I mean, they're two different, you know, worlds. I mean, Mitch McConnell's an institutionalist. He's a guy who, you know, out of college went to work for a U.S. senator, I believe. I might have that wrong. But he, you know, basically grew up as a government official. I mean, he was a big executive in Louisville, and so on and so forth. And he's also been in that Senate and respects the institution and believes in getting things done by the rules and so on and so forth, and Trump is Trump. So there's always that. But on the other hand, they had sort of a convenient marriage, if you will, because,
right,
you know, they both wanted conservative judges, and McConnell, who's very good at playing the long game, that was the title of his book, realized if he could get these judges confirmed, he'd put that conservative imprint on America for, my God, what, 20, 30 more years?
Could be.
Yeah, same thing with tax cuts. I mean, Republicans have been big on that since the beginning of time, and they got it through, and that's that. But no, personally, McConnell wouldn't say it, but you know, he's just appalled at this. I mean, the idea that his capital was invaded like that is just...
Ugh. You know, it's interesting because the judges probably will be the biggest lasting
now
legacy,
yes,
for Trump. But you bring up the Capitol, and we talked about it again this morning. Can you just give us an update on the sense of things there, and is the feeling that the fence is going to be up for a long time?
Yeah, the feeling now is that fence will be up at least through, maybe the talk is now it'll be up through September.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they're worried now about, I think, March 4th.
We talked about that.
Yeah, the old inauguration day, and they...
Right.
You know, just internet chatter that somehow Trump will be inaugurated that day.
Is this like QAnon stuff? We're scared of those guys or what?
Yeah, scared of all these, you know, internet chatter groups.
Yeah, well.
Threatening. Although there's no, apparently there's no, how can I put this, immediate threat, but they're going to keep the guard there, I believe. The latest date was March 12th now. Also, remember, they're going to probably start voting next week on this big economic package.
Right, right, right.
And that's going to stir people. So the House will vote next week, and then the Senate will hopefully, you know, vote on it by mid-March.
We're talking to David Lightman, by the way. McClatchy, D.C. A lot of good stuff there, as a matter of fact. Well, okay, Brian and I were talking about this once again in the Capitol. Can you do tours anymore?
Not that I know of, no. I don't see any tourists in anywhere. In fact, I don't see anybody in there except people credentialed, media, members.
Well, you have to go through it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We go through several layers. You know, I think if I drive there, which I do, you know, you have to get checked at the fence. And then once you park your car, you got to get checked again when you go in. And you get checked a third time before you go to, well, where we have our desk. So, yeah, it's tight. Very tight.
Hey, David, whether it's COVID relief or the immigration stuff we saw coming out, you know, what's the next thing that's really going to come down the pipeline in terms of getting through and maybe getting signed?
Well, the economic stuff. I mean, that's going to be the spotlight's going to be on that next week because the House is going to take it up, the $1.9 trillion. And the flashpoints are, first of all, the minimum wage. Biden wanted $15 an hour, phased in a lot of resistance to that.
But the rumor is they're going to exit out of the bill, right?
I think they will, or at least reduce it. And then they say, well, if they do that, the left won't vote for his bill. Yeah, they will. They're going to blow up the Biden presidency in the first month over that.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, and then you got another one here, this $350 billion in state and local aid.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of, I don't know what Connecticut's situation is, but a lot of states are doing fine. I mean, you know, the revenue projections weren't as horrible as they thought, and the other problem is the way that's arranged, every state gets a certain amount. Then they distribute another amount depending on unemployment. But Idaho gets the same amount as California to start.
Oh, it's kind of like the Senate.
Yeah, 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 very much so.
Well, Connecticut needs the money. To balance
yeah, we do
out.
Really, David.
Yeah, and that's
sure
the problem. Connecticut needs the money, but Idaho doesn't. You know, that kind of thing. So how do you balance this? And Republicans are adamant. They call it a slush fund. They say there's no accountability here. You're just going to hand it over to these states that don't need it, and Lord knows what they'll use it for.
Well, some of it, David, I think, has to do with pension obligations that have
not
been funded.
Is that
wrong?
No, they brought that up last year, that there are states that are funding the pension. Illinois was the target of that. I don't hear that so much anymore as this argument that the states are doing okay. They don't need it.
Okay. Well, we're doing okay. I hope you'll be doing okay next week.
Yeah, let's hope it's a little warmer.
I hope. Take care, David.
Okay, have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. We're going to climb the fence at the Capitol. That's what we're doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.